On this week's Arts Page, we meet Coretta, Gregory, Frederico, and Hillary, the puppets from Insights in Jamaica. And later, an item from our Poetry Books feature. Stay tuned. From February 1 to 3, the University of the West Indies, Mona, will host its annual Research Days. The days will give insight on over 70 areas of research across the university's programs under the theme, Driving Development Through Research and Innovation. One such area is Insights in Jamaica, a program which uses puppets to teach child behavior management.
It's a program that's aimed at meeting the needs of children through a temperament-based approach. It's a tripart program in the sense that it targets children, parents, and teachers, with an aim of helping parents and teachers and equipping children with the skills to meet behavioral challenges or issues through a temperament-based approach. So what this means is we all have temperaments, and these are innate things. We're born with these things. But these temperaments at times may prove to be challenging.
Program manager Dr. Zoya Kincaid-Clark. So let's meet the puppets.
This is Coretta the Cautious. She's someone we call the shy child, so she's slow to warm. This is Hillary. The name matches their temperament. This is Hillary the hard worker. She is hardworking. When she starts something, she doesn't want to stop. This is Frederico the friendly. He is very friendly, as his name suggests. So he's going to be low in withdrawal. So when you're going out, you have to be prepping him. Frederico, remember, you have to stay by mommy. You have to redirect him a lot. And this is Gregory the grumpy. Gregory the grumpy is high in negative reactivity. So whenever there's a stressful situation or a change in his environment, he reacts negatively.
Program coordinator Roshana Reed. The initiative is based on Insights New York, a program started at the New York University. It was adopted and retrofitted to meet the needs of the Jamaican student 5 to 6 years old.
We are currently working with several schools. We've had interventions in over 22 schools, targeting over 3,000 children, hundreds of teachers, and scores of parents.
The adults are also taught alternative means of interacting with children, moving away from the authoritative style of parenting, allowing them to empathize with children and develop discussions aimed at behavior change. Alpha Infant is one of the first schools a team from the university visited when the program started in 2013. Insights has facilitated several training sessions which have led to improvements in child behavior.
It caters for all of you. It caters for the parent, the child, and the interaction with the teacher. So all the means of the child's interaction is effective. What I like best about the program, it empowers the student himself to develop skills that will enable them to dissolve any form of conflict.
Principal of Alpha Infant School, Nicolette McDonough Foster.
How can we solve that dilemma? What can we do?
Cut out the fight.
You can tell them to cut out the fighting. Or you'll call the police.
Excellent.
Yes. Tell them to stop the fighting. All right. Is that a big dilemma?
Yes.
Insights in Jamaica operates under the School of Education at the UE Mona. So be sure to visit their booth February 1 to 3 during the 18th annual UE Mona Research Days. To start an intervention near you or to learn more about the program, get in touch with Insights in Jamaica by calling 935-8524 or 552-0098 or visit insightsjamaica.org.jm. For more poetry books this week, here is Dread Times, part of the Poet Laureate feature.
Dread Times by Oku Onwora. Earth ablaze, man a rage, man a fi live in a shanty, food and clothes scanty. Cost of living gets so high, man a fi a shopping with him eye. Dem your days not even rain won't fall from sky. Man broke, man won't walk, man a fret. Man don't know where the next meal a come from, yet every ton man make trouble set. The way things are run, tomorrow man good fi don't even see the sun. The whole scene red. Time dread.
Join us every last Friday of the month to hear poems from our poetry books, part of our Poet Laureate feature. That's it for this week's Arts Page. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.